This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Those who complain government policy moves too slowly, allow me to introduce you to the Seattle City Council. Last month, that council voted unanimously for what's often called a head tax, a set fee that bigger companies have to pay for each of their employees. Seattle's was meant to raise tens of millions of dollars to address homelessness and to help create more affordable housing in a city where both have become problems. And then yesterday, that same city council changed its mind. What's going on? Marketplace's Jed Kim is on that one.
This was not about Amazon, says Lisa Herbold, a Seattle City Council member who pushed hard for the tax and then voted to repeal. Yeah, the company has brought tens of thousands of high-paying jobs, bringing a lot of economic growth.
That some have benefited from has created stark inequities and has increased homelessness.
The tax was an attempt to get about 600 large companies to contribute something to the growing problem.
We don't have a lot of options. We don't have an income tax.
Up against a well-funded repeal campaign, the city council ditched the tax. It's not clear whether Amazon helped fund the campaign, and the company would not comment, but Amazon increasingly defines the city, says Jacob Vigdor, who teaches public policy at the University of Washington.
This really is turning into a 21st century company town.
He says it's happened before when Boeing flooded the region with jobs during World War II. Housing kept up then. Affordable housing's tighter now, and that's something the 20 cities vying to become Amazon's second headquarters should consider. Boston, New York, you're crowded. Philadelphia or Pittsburgh.
These are cities that actually have room to grow. They have infrastructure that was built for a larger population than they have now, and it could actually be a really good thing for their economy.
Greg LeRoy tracks incentives for good jobs first. He says the timing of the repeal is significant.
This is a clear shot across the bow at every city waiting to hear from Amazon about HQ2 that we don't want to pay taxes.
Many cities are promising billions in incentives to Amazon. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.